About 10:30 Friday night, the Standard Missile 3 Block 2A flashed out of a vertical launch cell aboard USS John Paul Jones. Mitch Stevenson of Raytheon told USNI News it appeared to be a flawless flyout and engagement. Like earlier variants in this missile family, the Block 2A uses a kinetic warhead, not explosives, and it's designed to destroy medium and intermediate range missiles at the top of their trajectory in space. The Block 2A is bigger, faster, and has more advanced sensors to home in on its target. According to the Missile Defense Agency, the U.S. has spent about $2.2 billion on the system so far, Japan about $1 billion. Some parts are built by Mitsubishi, some by Raytheon, and it's scheduled for delivery to the U.S., Japanese, and, according to some reports, the South Korean navies next year. The test came while Secretary of Defense James Mattis was on a visit to Japan and South Korea last week with ballistic missile defense and North Korea near the top of his agenda. Last month, his Japanese counterpart, Tomomi Inada, toured U.S. bases on Guam, including another anti-missile system, THAAD, Terminal High Altitude Area Defense. Japan is considering THAAD as a third layer of ballistic missile defense, along with Standard Missiles aboard its guided missile destroyers and the short-range Patriot PAC-3. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.